So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'imer ish pleini yirusheini b'mokim sheish bas. Biti yirusheini b'mokim sheish ben. If a shchimra dying person assigned all his assets to a more distant relative as inheritance, but excluded the closer relative, such as the asset should go to his brother and not to his daughter, or only to his daughter and not to his son, the chacham say loyer maklum. Shehisna mashakasa b'teira. His tzava is not effective because this stipulation contradicts the hilchas yirusha in the Torah that only the closest relative receives the inheritance. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia disagrees and says it depends. Im amram misharo liyarshay dvarv kayamin. If he assigned the assets to an eligible heir, the tzava is effective. V'amisha'ein rolo liyarshay in dvarv kayamin. If he assigned the assets to one who is not an eligible heir, the tzava is not effective. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia's source is in the pasuk v'haya b'yamin chile es banav. The word hanchile implies that the father has the authority over inheritance, and this teaches hatayre nasn rishus la'av lahanchile chamisha yirtza. The father has the right to bequeath his assets to any heir of his choice. However, in the following pasuk that refers to a bechor, the words layuchal levaker comes to minimize the father's authority that he can only assign the initial portion of one heir to another heir, but he cannot assign the bechor's additional portion to another heir. The Gemara offers two approaches in Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia's opinion. That which he said al misharo liyarshay applies even to an heir who is currently not in line to inherit, but potentially in line to inherit, such as achar b'mokem bas ubas b'mokem ben. If he assigned all the assets to a more distant relative while there was a closer relative, dvarav kayamin, because this relative is also considered ro liyarshay. Since if there are no close relatives, this more distant relative would inherit, therefore even as of now he is considered a yerish and is included in the drasha of anchile. Or as Rabbi Shmuel says that his father, Yochanan ben Berakhia, holds, al misharo liyarshay applies only to an heir who is currently in line to inherit, such as ben ben habanim, uvas ben habanis. If he assigned all the assets to one son, but he also had other sons, or in the case that he only had daughters, and he assigned all the assets to one daughter, but he also had other daughters. Only then do we say devarav kayamin, because only he is considered ro liyarshay, since he is currently in line to inherit these assets, he's considered a yerish and included in the drasha of anchilei. However, in the case of achar b'mokem bas, ubas b'mokem ben, loyer maklum, because he is not considered ro liyarshay, since he is currently not in line to inherit these assets, therefore he cannot be considered a yerish as of now, and is not included in the drasha of anchilei. While the chacham hold, regardless of whether it was ben ben habonim, ubas ben habonis, or achar b'mokem bas, uvas b'mokem ben, loyer maklum. Shehisna mashakasa b'tayra, and they don't use the drasha of anchilei. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah. According to the first approach, there's a machlekes. The reisha is the chacham's opinion, ha'imer ish pleini yirusheini b'mokem shesh bas, biti tirusheini b'mokem shesh ben, loyer maklum. And as the Rashbam explains, this refers to both achar b'mokem bas, ubas b'mokem ben, and even ben ben abonim, ubas ben abonis. While in the Sefer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia says, Amisha ro liyarshay dvarav kayamin refers to both achar b'mokem bas, ubas b'mokem ben, and certainly ben ben habanim, ubas ben habanis. While according to the second approach, we must say that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia's opinion, and in the Reisha, ha'omer ish pleini yirusheini b'mokem shesh bas, biti tirusheini b'mokem shesh ben, loyer maklum, refers to achar b'mokem bas, ubas b'mokem ben. While in the Seifa, al misharo liyarshay dvarav kayamin refers to only ben ben habanim ubas ben habanis, while va misha'ein ro lo liyarshay in dvarav kayamin refers to achar b'mokem bas ubas b'mokem ben. The Gemara continues, Amr b'zreika, Amr b'ami, Amr b'chanino, Amr Rebbe. Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia, Rebbe taught that the final halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia. While Rav Abba disagrees and says, Hayre itmar, there was an incident in which Rebbe ruled like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Chanina holds halacha adifa. A halachic teaching is more reliable than a ruling on a maisa, an actual incident, because as Rashbam explains, ikalameimr de ta haraya va'aydei tainas acher zika es anachasim le'echad min habonim. In a ruling on a maisa, perhaps the observer of the ruling erred, and Rebbe ruled this way only because of other reasons, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia. While Rababa holds maisa rav, a ruling on an actual incident is more reliable than halachic teaching because the derech limude amar hachi avlim bo maisa liyadai have medakta geyser. Perhaps while Rebbe taught this subject, the halacha appeared to be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia, but during an actual incident, Rebbe would have been more careful and he might have ruled otherwise. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tan rabbanan in lemeidin halacha lemipi limud. One may not derive a final ruling from his Rebbe's ruling that he gave during a shir, because perhaps during an actual incident he would rule otherwise. And ein lemeidin halacha lemi pi maisa. One may not derive a final ruling from an incident in which his rebbe's ruling concurs, like one opinion, because perhaps he ruled this way for other reasons. Rather, at sheyemru lo halacha lemaisa, one may derive a final ruling only from an incident that the rebbe specifically said that the halacha is like so and so. And shal v'amru lo halacha lemaisa yelech v'yasa maisa. He may accept this ruling regarding future incidents, and he does not need to obtain his rebbe's ruling each time. However, bavachli dama betreifus, a ruling in an incident of treifus should not be applied to a similar situation without asking, because the rulings of treifus cannot be compared. Since shahari chaitcha mikan umesa chaitcha mikan b'chaisa, an animal would die from a cut in a lower position on the leg, while it can live from a cut on a higher position on the leg.